honored if you would join us.
Something dark side. Something complete.
It's a trap.
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any buffoons die. This information.
Now I feel like I take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, and suddenly silenced.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello there.
And welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Gisli.
And I am Egil.
So, Egil.
Yes.
World's time.
It's almost upon us. Less than a month.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
I am too.
Both of us have tickets.
We have tickets!
And you know what? Our third member also got a ticket.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesper.
Congratulations, Jesper. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Yeah. We had a click-off. He got tickets.
Yeah. There are few people in the world, I think, that actually deserve a ticket more than him.
Yeah.
Not only because he's a good player and he has been doing well in other, top cuts in two system opens and regionals and everything. But
yeah, hyperspace winner.
Yeah, flying this list.
Yeah. Just
this list and
control bots.
Control bots. Yeah, and everything. He's just doing for the community.
Yeah,
both in UK and just around the world, I think.
Yep.
Just he's a great spokesman for the game.
Oh yeah, he's also a TSR, so that's a plus.
Yeah. On top. Yeah.
Shout out to you, buddy. Look forward to meeting you at Worlds.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm playing on day 1B. Jesper is also.
Yeah, I'm at 1C.
Yep.
I had the reserved seat thingy.
If anyone wants to trade me a ticket for 1A, I might be interested. Why, you ask? Because out of the people I've seen playing, I think 1A might be the easiest day. 1B looks like hard day.
Okay.
Oh shit, yes. I'm obviously just thinking about people I know, the names I know.
Yeah.
There are some huge names.
Yeah.
On 1B.
Like what?
Marcel Manzano.
All right.
Jesper Hulls.
Oh, that's true.
Moisture
Farmer, okay.
Yeah. For example, and I saw a lot of other names.
I'd like to play Moisture.
Yeah.
Like I told him on Facebook, I got a bone to pick with him.
And he said, please don't. He might have misunderstood that.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, it's not that kind of bone.
Oh. Yeah. Let's move to different subjects, maybe. Yeah, one thing.
Yep.
At Worlds.
Yes.
Yes. When we're there on day 1A, it's Egil's birthday.
Woohoo!
And you know what, guys? I want everyone to give him a beer or two. It's his birthday!
Birthday! No, I don't have a whistle.
Yeah, he's gonna be shit drunk.
Am I?
Yeah, you don't have to play the day after.
So no,
you
can be hungover. I've got a day to relax after.
Yeah, and we're only going to play Team Epic or something, so you can't be...
Sure.
You don't even have to... I can put down your dials or something.
Yeah, I don't have to be conscious.
No, exactly. And even if we lose that game, I don't really care. I'm just going to get a burger and a beer.
Yeah.
And you're going to be unconscious.
All right. If this pans out and I get a lot of free beers, sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of birthdays, yours was just a few days ago.
Yes.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm old.
Yeah. You're so much older than I am.
Yeah, a whole month. You're just a youngling.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to slice off your head. No.
I would be a Padawan. Yeah. And you're like the Sith Master.
You're missing the ponytail. The Padawan ponytail or tail. Little.
I can make a tiny pony.
Yeah, thing. You had one.
Yeah, I had
one. Smaller?
All right. Enough of that.
Anyways, have you decided what you're going to fly?
No, almost. Almost. I think I'm bringing Ray.
Yeah, in some variation.
Yeah, and the sidekick will probably be Miranda or Lorik. Mm-hmm. I think that's... I mean, the two previous times I've been at Worlds, I brought Miranda.
Yeah.
And the first one before it was cool, so shut up.
Yeah. And last Worlds, it was a light Miranda. It was mostly just Ray.
And something to fill up it.
Yeah, it was a good filler.
Yeah, very good.
It was before the Bumblet.
You had
an ion bomb.
I had an ion bomb
and TLT.
TLT and an inspiring recruit.
Yeah.
I thought there would be more stress.
Yeah.
I don't think I used inspiring recruit. I used it once when I slooped over debris.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the one time in the tournament that I used inspiring recruit.
I prepped so much for stress. Mm. I was flying Whisper at the time, which is not really a great idea in a stress meta.
Not really.
But I had practiced so much against the stress bot. Didn't meet a single one.
Nope.
And yeah, I saw a few. I mean, Paul Hewer was flying his list. Yeah. But I think people were just, I don't really want to fly this list. It's a boring list kind of thing.
Yeah.
With Bix, Miranda and a stress hawk.
Yeah. I mean, but actually, my last Worlds list would probably be pretty good right now. Yeah. At next Worlds, I think we'll see a lot of stresses.
I think because you're thinking about either Lorik or Miranda.
Yeah.
I think they kind of scratch a different kind of itch, if we can say that. They are differently kind of strong.
Yeah, they are.
But they have different kind of weaknesses as well.
Yep.
So it kind of depends on the matchup, which one is better.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Let's say if everyone's gonna play Lorik. No, Lothal Fenn.
Yeah.
You definitely want Lorik with you, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
Miranda just dies.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And Lorik, to an extent, does too.
Yeah.
But if they're shooting at Lorik, Ray pretty much takes care of it.
Yeah.
With the damage output.
Yeah, but then again, Ray, of course, can just almost single-handedly solo a ghost, I think.
It's possible. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's pretty strong.
With the expertise, of course.
Yeah.
Mm. Except if you go against the R3A2 version, which I think is getting more popular because of the expertise.
Sure. Yeah.
But that's something I actually like. People are taking R3A2 because of my list.
Yeah.
I'm flying the triple ace, Imperial ace.
Yeah.
And I hate the flight assist astromech. No, really. Yeah. Because I have no idea where Finn is going to
land.
Yeah. But if he has R3A2, I can pretty much
see
where it's going to land, so I can be out of its arc.
Pretty much, yeah. I see your point. Yeah. Then it gets to stressing your...
But then again, I have no idea if I'm going to shoot first Fenn or the Lothal.
No, it's really purely situational, I think.
Everything says I should shoot down Fenn.
Yeah.
But the Lothal does so much damage while I'm taking Fenn down.
Yeah.
So
I always go for Fenn if I can.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
I mean, just to have him in the mix and him being able to boost the Ghost away, to just putting a wrench into your machines.
Let's just say now, but of course, my triple A's list, I've been flying it a lot.
A lot.
Oh my God, a lot.
70 games or something?
Yeah, this list.
Yeah.
70 plus games. But different variations, I've probably popped 100.
Probably.
Yeah, but I'm so looking forward after Worlds. Just.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, fly something different. Fly something. I wouldn't say fun, because I actually enjoy.
Yeah, your list
flying,
is fun.
Flying my list.
It's fast and furious.
Oh, yeah. That's why I call it High Rollers.
Yep.
And it's on Metawing as High Rollers.
Yeah! You coined it.
I coined it, yeah. It's in number 62 or something.
Oh, but it's
again,
up there.
Then again, I'm probably the only one who's flying it. So, 62 in Metawing.
Yeah.
As one guy from Iceland flying it.
That's fine.
That's fine, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Prep. How are you going to prep? We're just practicing. We're both practicing.
I would want to play like two or three times a week.
But a day, you mean? Two or three times a day.
Sure. But I'm being realistic. Yeah. I have a family and job and I'm at school.
Yeah.
So
I caught three games yesterday, so.
Oh, cool. I got two of them and got my ass handed to me by, both of them.
Triple Star Viper, right?
Yeah, Freyr got me on Triple Star Viper. Gunnar got me on, sure.
What was he playing?
You remember? Your Quick Draw and Inquisitor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so I was playing a different variation of my list.
Yeah, I was playing four sizes, right? You had the expertise.
Expertise lightweight on.
Yeah, that was the first list I flew against yesterday, which I just annihilated. I like flying against pulp bases because I just usually just win it. That's a good matchup for me.
Yeah. And
then again, local fan isn't.
No.
I have a really, really tough time with Lothalfen. But then I flew against Triple Wookiees, just to try it out.
Dirty.
That was the table. I won.
Yeah, so basically you're not learning anything in your prep.
Nope.
You're just winning.
Yeah, I'm just winning. I hate it. I want to lose. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's just practicing. I'm practicing.
Yep.
We're gonna practice more. Just the first five rounds now. It's gonna be more tough practice.
Yes.
This last month to Worlds.
Yesterday I got something out of my system though.
Oh.
Yeah, I against the Paul Basis list. I flew the Lorik Ray, and they had the super defensive build that I made.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Lorik had the Jinerso Janors,
yeah,
and experimental interface, so he could reinforce and then put a focus and an evade over to Ray, and Ray had pushed the limit and the evade title, and C-3PO, and Fenn. So, in a joust against the harpoon, she had a possibility to evade six.
Yeah.
But that build got its limitations. But so, I got it out of my system. Now I don't have to play
it's
it anymore.
It's missing the
sloop.
Yeah, it's missing the expertise. The sloop and the expertise.
I was rolling so many focuses. it was just
so. So you're not flying that?
No. I didn't expect to, but I needed to try it out to get it out of my system. Okay. And thank you, Gunnar, for handing me my own ass.
Yeah. But yeah, talking about Worlds,
Right.
We're going to have some amazing swag with us.
Yes, we got a swag bag.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Listen to us, guys and girls. We're going to have some of our old arts with us.
Sure.
The
Cloaked Whisper.
Yeah, the Cloaked Whisper. And you can vote for that.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Gold Squadron Facebook page, and you can mention us. And you know, we're a new podcast.
It's the coolest. It's the coolest alt art out there.
Yeah, definitely. The alt art is the coolest, and we're a new podcast. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah,
mentioning us won't hurt our feelings.
And yeah, we will have our A-Wing, Jake Farrell.
Yep.
As well, Altart. I don't know how many of it we have. We have about, I don't know.
Oh, we have
50 to 100 piece.
Sure, we have enough.
No, we're not. We don't have enough of that.
Oh, not for everybody. For our opponents, we have enough.
For opponents.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna do a heavy swag bag. Our opponents,
and we have two new arts, which we won't mention. Or
no,
do you want to spoil it?
Those let's just say those are it's one crew card,
yes,
and one EPT card,
right?
And
one is cool, one is funny.
Both of them are cool,
oh, sure, but one is more funny than the other.
but both of them are in Icelandic.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, you can add that to your...
We asked our listeners what they would like to see.
Yep.
But I asked you.
Yeah. We had a
card
good idea.
In mind, yeah. But there was a guy who wanted to see it in Icelandic, so why not? So we did.
Yep.
We just translated it, kind of.
Yeah, just hope you can make out what it is so you can use it correctly.
Yeah.
In any case.
We also, in that bag, we have templates.
Templates. Yeah. One and two.
One and two with little nubs.
Yeah, with the nub marker things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we will have target locks.
Target locks as well.
It's going to, it's a cool swag bag.
I think so.
But then again, we will have more target locks with us and more alt arts. We can hand out...
If you want to swap stuff.
If you want to swap stuff, or just say hello to us, and we're going to be marked.
Yeah, we'll be wearing our tees.
Just give us a hug and
a
demand.
Beer. And a beer. And a beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Should we stop talking about worlds?
No, why?
No, okay. It's gonna be so much. I love that all of the Thulas are going to Worlds.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, until we get more Thulas, we might start recruiting someone else.
Yes, there's gonna be a process. It's gonna be grueling.
Yeah,
you have to fit a basic set of parameters, the reset out, and anybody can join. No, maybe not.
No, you have to be able to do something. Maybe not play X-Wing, but something.
Something, yes. You have to be a notable character. But don't you think it's funny? You got a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
And I got a ticket through regionals.
Yeah.
And probably the best player of Thule Squadron had to go to the click-off.
Yeah. Okay, should we do some roundups?
Sure.
Roundups? You say roundups, right? Not roundouts. Roundups.
Round out? Yeah, sure. What are you rounding out?
No, rounding up.
What are you rounding up?
We're not gonna talk about regionals anymore.
Okay.
We have something else to talk about.
We do?
Yeah, I mean, episodes that go up to 3 hours just talking about the top 8 list. It gets tiring, it gets boring.
Sure, and unless you have some major input and
what's
going on.
Of course, when you are putting out an episode every week or two and there are no news, FFG.
There are no news.
Hint, No news, really. Give us some news for the new ships, please.
There is a spoilerish thing out there.
I saw that today.
Yeah. And you sent it to me.
It was some advertisement or something. Save the rebellion. Save the dream. Right. Was it good enough?
Oh, sure. For the sake of our podcast, it was brilliant.
So, it shows there that the TIE Reaper will have, it says, let me see.
An all stop.
6 hull and 2 shields. Okay, we knew that.
Yeah.
I'm reading it right now. It's a great podcast.
excellent content.
The TIE Reaper also boasts some unexpected surprises, capable of performing the Cygnus loop maneuver and coming to a full stop and holding stationary for a single round.
So do you think that'll be a 2-sloop or a 3-sloop? It doesn't say.
It has the advanced ailerons.
So it'll probably be a 2-sloop.
Probably be a 2-sloop, yeah. I doubt it's going to be a 1-sloop.
That'll be fucking funny.
Yeah, but you could block that, almost block that with a small base ship, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the news for the week.
Also for the Source Renegades expansion, but they don't really say anything there.
No.
Just entirely new ships in the game, and it doesn't seem that the X-Wing has foldable wings.
Oh, it just looked like a repainted X-Wing,
yeah. T-65. But they still say, now emblemized with the striking red and white colors of Saw's Band. But every photo we have seen, it's black.
Black and white.
Yeah, but they are probably... The contrast is probably just too much or something. I don't know.
Whoa.
What is it? Did I miss anything?
Whoa.
What? What does it say?
That is a weapons disabled token.
Oh. That might have something to do with the S-foils.
Maybe.
Okay.
Why the hell is there a weapons disabled token between the U-Wing and the X-Wing?
You might get an extra red die, and
You can't shoot if you... Why would you get red die?
You use your extra red die for a 4-die attack, and after that you get a disabled token.
For next round?
Yeah.
But you clear weapons disabled tokens at the end of the round.
No, you don't do it if you're flying Corran. If you double tap, you
have the weapons. That's right.
Yeah.
But the weapons disabled token isn't for Corran.
Well,
it wasn't use it like that.
Yeah, it wasn't introduced with Corran, but.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it. I just noticed this.
Yeah.
So,
I did not notice this when I looked at the photo. But then again, I had no idea. It's just an X-Wing and a U-Wing. I'm not that excited.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Of course I'm excited. Yeah, I'm
excited.
I would love to be able to see 5 X-Wings on the table. I would be terrified of seeing 5 X-Wings on the table.
All of them with flight assist astromechs.
Jesus Christ.
I have started to touch myself. Give me a minute.
I think that would be the big bad wolf. Just on day one. So much firepower. 15 die final salvo. If you're going to think about it that way.
Yeah. 20 die range 1.
Yeah.
20-0.
I would fly my 4 Phantoms then, just
Yeah, but there's only four of them.
Yeah, but I have 16 dice.
Sure.
Final salvo.
Sure. But you win.
I win. You yes. Okay. Available second quarter of 2018, Stasia. So it should be here, I don't know, in a month or something.
I think. You think it will release at Worlds?
I hope they will.
I'll get home with some cool swag.
Yeah. At least some ships.
Something I bought.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. We're not going to talk about regionals. But we are going to talk about nationals first, maybe.
All right.
The Canadian nationals.
Canadian.
Yeah. Did you see that final game?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Howard brothers.
The Howard brothers.
Yeah, the wrong Howard won.
Yeah.
Jeremy, congratulations.
The old fucker.
Yeah. He won his brother, Duncan.
Yeah.
It was a fine game. Nothing wrong with it.
There was a minor snafu with Paul Heaver phoning in. And
better call Paul. Okay, about that.
Yeah.
And okay, it's not only Paul Heaver. I didn't like that he called in. But that was not the worst part.
I think it was funny that he called
in. Yeah, it was funny.
And asked for a judge.
Yeah. That was funny. Okay. I don't agree with it, but I think it was funny, and I'm not going to judge Paul Heaver for doing that. But that person and some other persons on the Twitch chat. Jesus Christ.
I didn't actually. I wasn't at Twitch chat.
No. Sorry. You guys. No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, okay.
You're great. There are people just streaming there, doing their best. They have said beforehand they are not gonna judge the game. They are not gonna say anything. They're just
They're gonna be the fourth wall. Like
they said it beforehand. They said it many, many times over.
Yeah,
and they are doing this for free. Really, don't call them and all ill names on the Twitch chat.
Yeah, I mean, what's it with Twitch chat that makes people behave like that?
I'm not saying everyone does, of course.
No, a lot of people do.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I've started to just turn it off. You know, I used to have it on, like funny stuff would come up and someone would point out something interesting, but now it's just, my God, close that.
It's stuff. Just a mix of some salt fest and and just... Yeah, just bad manners and people just being...
Yeah, which is strange. Comparing it to our community.
Yeah.
Why is it happening on Twitch?
It's like black and white because the community... When you meet people face to face, they are awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Like I said, I've only once had a bad experience at a tournament. Once. For one game, I think.
Yeah.
But... Out of all of the games I've played at tournaments, there are probably hundreds by now of games.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them local.
Yeah, most of them local, of course, but... But yeah, stop it. People are streaming for free. They are doing their best. If you continue to behave like that, people are going to stop. Do you want them to stop? I mean, yeah. And I can see the same thing at Gold Squadron when they stream and First Earth and stuff like that. So many people are just...
Right. Anyways. Enough with the...
Yeah. Okay, Canadian Nationals.
Yeah.
The final game was...
Jeremy versus Duncan.
It was a good game.
Sure.
Okay, mistakes were made. Who harpoons cares? Were...
Last game of a tournament.
Last game of a tournament.
Mistakes will be made.
Of course they will. Yeah. People are tired.
Let's not dwell on that.
Oh, no. Both of them are fantastic players, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we talk about... Oh, another thing that happened at the final game.
Do we have a thing?
Yeah, another thing.
Right.
The Chicago System Open.
Oh.
The final game. Oh, my God.
All right. This has been discussed a bit on the internet.
William Hegwood and Andrew Smith.
Yep.
Final game. Mirror match. Well, almost.
Well, there's like and one upgrade.
Yeah, and one. Andrew had draw their fire on low rec, while William had selflessness.
Yeah, I mean, both of them had a kitted out Miranda, identical, and stress run.
Yeah.
So.
Both of them did the exact right thing, took out Lorik and Ezra, and then they just flew around for 45 minutes.
And had a Miranda off.
Miranda off, same points, and everything. It's not like they didn't try. They tried for 45 minutes. And I think...
Yeah, so people were probably upset about what happened next.
I understand it.
That they...
No, if they have done it immediately. They just asked if they could do a final salvo.
So we're talking about what they did. They just put the game on hold, played some Looping Chewy, and then...
No, first... They did two turns just to fly the Mirandas out of the way to be able to put the Looping Chewy
to keep it legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And and they played some Looping Chewy. So
for 20 minutes or something until they were allowed to do a final solo.
Yeah. And then
which they did with the DICE app.
Yeah, with the DICE app. I think that was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was funny. I hate the dice set, though.
So, why have all the sparkly, neat dice if you're going to use the app?
Yeah. But, yeah. The funny thing, most of the game, until the Miranda off, it was a great game.
Yeah, sure.
Very well flown. And the Miranda off was very well flown as well. But when you're just TLTing each other and regening the second shot, nothing's going to go through.
Yeah.
They're just regening. I think after 45 minutes, both of them had ended at the same place as a starter or something.
Yeah, probably.
And nothing's going to happen. So they weren't allowed to do a final solo, which is by the rules and, of course, the Marshalls and the Tios. Need to judge by the rules.
Sure.
They
had to play it out and then do a final solo.
Yeah.
Which they did.
And I have to talk about the top four game, which I saw against William and former top two worlds, Kevin Lines.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Kevin Lines.
He really wanted to kill that Miranda.
Yeah. Remember what happened to him at Worlds? When his Korn got one shotted off with Dengar, it was like 0.003% chance for Korn to die that round, which he did against Nund. So that was a bad luck there.
Yeah.
And Korn threw 8 dies at Miranda at the final round.
Yeah, you're talking about the Chicago game now. Yeah.
The Chicago game, Now I'm talking about the Chicago game, sorry. Yeah, threw 8 dies. So he threw 4, blanked out.
Yeah.
You used his target lock and got 1 hit. He needed 2 to kill Miranda and win the game.
Basically win the game.
Normal throw, he would get 3 hits.
Sure.
So, I felt really, really sorry for him. Really sorry.
There was has been some chatter about that as well.
Yeah, I think he did a little mistake in the game. I don't think it was a right decision to follow Miranda.
Yeah, but you can't really fault him.
No, because Miranda is a juicy target.
Giving the normal variance, even a slightly less favorable variance to him, he would have gotten it. So, obviously,
yeah, he was at that time, playing well. But he probably would have been able to kill Lorik at the time instead of Miranda. Miranda had C-3PO and Lorik and the die. And focus every round.
Maybe.
So Miranda was almost getting three evades each round. So two or three.
Sure.
Lorik doesn't get that much.
No, that is true.
Yeah. And Koran costed more than Miranda. So if it was a Koran versus Miranda in final, Kevin would have won. But yeah, but it was a good game. He flew very well, both of them.
Both of them did.
Yeah, it was a great game to watch, and I'm not gonna say it was that wrong of a decision. I probably would have done it the other way, but then again, I haven't been top two at Worlds.
So that is true.
What do I know?
Well, you know how to fly Vader.
Yeah, I do. I think.
Okay.
I hope. I just hope Vader is good enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we should talk about Birmingham System Open.
500 person.
It's the biggest X-Wing event ever. It's the second biggest tabletop event ever, I think.
Oh, after what?
There was one Warhammer this year.
Okay.
Which was 525 or something.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, hashtag small European meta.
Tiny European meta.
Tiny European.
Tiny European meta. And guess what? Do you know what the second biggest X-Wing tournament is?
Same one last year?
No. It's this one's hyperspace. And you know what the third biggest one is?
I can't wait. Tell me.
Yavin last year.
Yeah.
In Birmingham.
In Birmingham.
Tiny European man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want to talk about the top four lists.
Okay. That's...
Yeah. It's obvious why we're going to talk about the top four lists.
Of course.
Because our buddy Jasper Hills.
Buddy, buddy. On top, on top, on top.
Almost on top, on top, on top.
Third from the top.
Fourth. Third and fourth-ish.
Yeah, but he's third from the top.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Great. Yeah, he was top four, so his second Coruscant invite.
How many does he have now?
Two.
Oh, yes, two.
But he didn't get a Worlds invite.
No.
But, sorry,
yeah?
FFG actually sent an invite to all of the top 16 players.
At World, yes, last year's.
Yeah.
That was a
They did it maybe a month or two too late.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm hoping people like Misari will arrive. I mean, he lives in Kuwait, so it might be a little bit expensive to travel to.
You think?
Yeah.
But yeah. Nand won't be going. He's having a baby.
Yeah, Nand is having a baby, so he won't be going.
Yeah. Any other internationals that got a ticket that way? I mean, Justin obviously has a...
Yeah, Jaren Foss.
Yeah.
But he won a regional, so he didn't really have to.
No?
No, yeah, he won a regional after he got his world invite. But he went to that regional to win it, to get an invite. But just before, I think, he got the invite for the top 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he won the regional anyway, so...
Anyway.
Yeah. Who else? Oh, of course, Justin Poix had an invite, but that's because he won.
Yeah, and then there were Americans, I think.
Yeah.
Don't think there were any other internationals.
Not in top 16. No, I don't think so. But okay, system yeah. open. System open. Let's not go.
All right.
In third place, or third, fourth place, it was the Tactical Wookiees.
Tactical
played Wookiees. By Robert Ram.
Yeah. And that's...
No, lower. It's not... Oh, yeah, they have Curio droids, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Lorik with Predator, Tactician, C-3PO, and then a couple of Wookiee Liberators with Expertise, Tactician, and Curio droid.
Yeah. People either use Curio droid or some use guidance chips that might do the difference.
Yeah, that's the, I think that's the, you know, icing on top.
Oh, talking about guidance chips. The guy who won the Vegas regionals. Did you hear about that?
No.
He was flying four contracted scouts with trick shots. Everyone had trick shot. Everyone had courier droid. And three of them had guidance chips.
That makes you think.
Yeah. But that's a nasty list.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hull to and shields to chew through.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's blocking you and it's just in the way.
Yes.
You're not moving anywhere.
I think I would coin that list annoyance.
Jesus.
It was probably annoying as fuck flying through that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's,
yeah. You shoot one down and he's maybe at two hull. What it does? What does it do?
He blocks you.
He just turns him to a blocker.
Yeah.
And while the other one shoots.
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. Anyway, the final game was played by Martin Chivers and Tom Forstner.
Yep.
That was a little bit one-sided, that game.
A little bit.
Yeah. It was won by Martin Chivers.
Yeah.
And he was flying an awesome list. I really like that list.
Sure.
He was flying Kylo Ren with Push the Limit, Advanced Sensors, Advanced Optics, Auto Thruster, and First Order Vanguard, just a regular one. And Quick Draw with VI, Fire Control, Advanced Optics, Backups, and Frame. And then he had Epsilon Ace.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's the PS-12 one until he gets one damage card down.
Yeah.
So he's allowed to lose.
So he's a blocker that moves after everybody.
Yeah, really. Because if you shoot him down, and if you don't kill him,
yeah,
he's going to block you.
Sure.
He just turns him into a blocker.
Yeah.
And, of course, TIE Fighters and TIE FOs are excellent blockers.
Sure.
But Tom Forstner, he was flying.
Yeah.
You want to say that?
I want that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Tom was flying Rey and had the standard setup with Expertise, Sloop Title, Engine Upgrade, Finn, Kanan. And accompanying Rey, there was Lorik, had also Expertise, Tactician, and C-3PO.
Yeah.
So that's basically my list. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
It works. And that last game was...
Yeah, a little bit one-sided.
Yeah. Giving it's a 500-person tournament, it was the last game.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, they played well to get there, but...
Of course.
Tom kind of... Yeah. He lost that game.
Okay, Martin did a great job doing a kill box.
Oh, yeah. He did a nice little
kill box. But the thing is, Tom flew right into it.
Yeah.
And bumped.
And then bumped himself.
Yeah. So.
I was really excited. Oh, yes. I'm going to see somebody else fly Rey Lorik. I'm going to learn so much from it. But it.
I think he also got like two crits in. Okay, let's see. Martin's Epsilon Ace. I don't think He rolled anything but hits and crits the whole game. Nothing else.
Yeah.
But that's not the reason he won.
No.
Rey got two pretty nasty crits on. The structural damage and console fire, I think.
It doesn't matter. The game was almost over in the initial joust. Just, you know,
yeah.
The bump. Yeah. It was over at that time, yeah, I think.
Yeah, he couldn't slope.
No. I mean, obviously, Martin is a competent player, so yeah. It punished him really badly for that.
Yeah, he did.
And, yeah.
It's... if you want to see how Killbox is made, look at that game.
Yeah, sure.
It's a great way to do that. 500 people tournament. It's huge. It's huge. I would love to be there.
Yeah, that's world size.
It's bigger than Worlds.
Yeah.
Worlds this year might.
Yeah, might be, top off, but that's
no. But I'm actually guessing they're gonna top at 450 people.
You think they're gonna have each day at 150?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Probably, but.
Which I hate because they were able to make 500 people system open. In one day.
Yeah. We're drowning out Worlds to 3 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
4 days if you want to count the last day.
Yeah. But System Open, of course, was 2 days, but there were 500 people playing day one. And of course, then day two is just the cut.
Yep. But good job for the team.
Alex Watkins and
And all the guys there.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to our friend Chris.
Yeah, he was judging. He was a lot on stream, which is why I was watching the stream. He's so pretty.
Oh, I like it. he's got such a commanding presence.
Yeah.
And when he's judging stuff,
you can't really shut off the TV.
No, it's really good TV.
Okay. Now he's blushing at home, watching, listening to us.
Listening to
alone.
Us.
Alone.
Of course he's listening to us. And,
yeah. Okay. What do we have more in the show notes? I had really no time making show notes, so it's
busy, all... busy, busy.
Yeah, horrible. All right. Show notes.
System of Bands.
Rifle.
All right.
A little beef. Beef time.
Let's beef. What beef?
Second time now. He has done it two times in different episodes. Two English episodes of the Millennium Condor. Yeah.
Okay, Bruno from Millennium Condor.
Yeah, he's been... I think he's trying to make some kind of podcast beef with us. I don't know.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. What I mean, that's terrible. What's the beef?
Yeah. No, he first he was directing at us because they were he was talking about why they speak in French because some other podcasts don't speak English
that well. Oh yeah, so we should do this in Icelandic.
Yeah, yeah. He said it was painful to listen to.
Front on the concert.
Yeah. And the other day, I think it was two episodes ago or something. It's the only time I listen to them. It's when they speak English, because I have no idea what they're saying in French.
Sure.
But you probably speak French beautifully. I don't know. But yeah, they were saying, they were talking about the singing thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He.
He?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hates it.
The singing thing?
Yeah, he hates it. And he especially mentioned us because we were going to do a Christmas theme song. It didn't really quite happen.
No, we ran out of time.
Yeah, we ran out of time. He mentioned that specifically, and yeah, he bitched about it. Which is strange because they kind of agreed taking a part in it.
Okay, so we're gonna have to do a parking lot fight.
No, I was just gonna. Because he kind of seems sounds like he's irritated. So just if you're going to go to Worlds, just come up to us and
we'll give you a hug.
We'll give you a hug.
And a beer.
Yeah, I might give you a beer. Only if you're nice. You might be a little bit less irritated at that. And, yeah, it might sing for you.
Yeah.
Little lullaby. Little song, Disney song or something.
Disney song about a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Called Sun Tzu.
Apparently he likes singing. Podcaster singing.
I will burst into song if you're not nice.
Yeah, no. He but about that beef thing, it's not going to happen. You sound like a nice guy, so.
All right, don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. Okay, we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
We don't have any real news because FFG hasn't
given us
any news.
I really want news.
News. Hint, FFG.
I want my crack.
Yeah.
I want to be able to daydream about flying X-Wings.
But since this small little leak.
Yep.
Do you think an article will be out by Monday?
Not by Monday, no.
They did a Monday article last time.
They did?
Yeah, I think it was a Monday.
Wasn't it a Friday?
No.
Like normal?
No.
Okay, then sure. No, it'll probably be sometime next week.
Yeah.
They'll tease us and then release it at Worlds.
Yeah.
And it'll be like 8 packs for sale. And then we'll have to a month and a half for it to...
We're going to have to fight for our lives to get a pack.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
People are going to sell it for like 100 prize bowl tickets.
Okay, raffle time. Raffle time. We did do a raffle.
And what does he get?
One of each of our new old tarts, which we haven't debuted yet.
Debuted?
Debuted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hasn't seen the light of day. So who is this interesting and awesome person that won our raffle?
Yeah, like usual, I just went to our Facebook page and counted the members there, the likes we have there.
Did a random thing?
Random number generator, and this time it was Guido Kessels.
Guido Kessels.
Oh, yes. You are getting the alt arts.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Guido. And for liking our page.
Yep.
And we'll send this stuff out to you.
Yeah, just send us your address.
Yeah.
Either in our email.
Or message on Facebook.
Message on Facebook or, like we said, ThuluSquadronRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or just think about it really hard. Maybe we'll get it. But yeah.
Yeah. Except if you're going to Worlds,
we just hand it to you.
Yeah, and maybe hand you some more. And also, there. I don't know. Anyway, I think we're gonna just call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to do some more practicing.
Yeah.
For Worlds.
Yeah.
Because we're going. We have tickets.
Rub it in.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to meet all of you assholes again that we met last time. And
some more.
And some new assholes.
Yeah.
We'll be the assholes wearing the Thule Squadron radio with the Iceland logo on it.
Yeah.
And can't wait to meet you all.
Yeah, can't wait. Just don't be afraid to say hello to us.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, please do. We love it.
That's something I'm really bad at. So if anybody else comes to, I love it.
I'm not really bad at that.
No, you're good at it. I'm bad at it.
I'm kind of open about that.
Yeah.
I'm the loud one.
Yes, you are.
Especially when I'm playing. I think I'm like a... No, I'm not going to say it. Okay.
So.
Should we call it just 1, 2, 3 and...
AF, you're good.
And good. Bye.
Goodbye.
super cheeky pod.